John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. And whenever you get over there, we'll start in verse 18. Whenever I was preparing this message, I was just kind of thinking about things that have been going on in America and pretty much around the world recently in the last couple of years or so, and thinking about it from a Christian's perspective. And in our lives, sometimes things that we need to do, one of the things that we need to do, is we need to get back to the basics. I was thinking about computers and electronics and things like that. Sometimes they need to be reset. Sometimes your phone, it's been running for so long, you have to reset it. A computer, sometimes it needs to be updated, it needs to be reset. Thinking about sports, sometimes a basketball team, if they're running a play and that play doesn't work, they'll throw the ball back out to the top of the key so that way they can reset the play. And in our lives sometimes, we have to take a second to reset. So what I want to talk to you about is getting back to the basics. So in 1 John chapter 4, we see in verses 18 and 19, it says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." But what I want to focus on here is verse 19. It says, "We love him because he first loved us." The first thing that we need to get back to the basics with in our lives is with our relationships with Christ. I feel like sometimes in Christianity, once we've been saved for so long, we can kind of fall out of our relationship with Christ. It can become something that we kind of throw on the back burner. We go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. We do other extracurricular things at the church. And sometimes I feel like we can forget why we do what we do. Sometimes our focus gets thrown off a little bit, and we forget why we serve God. We forget why we do the things that we do for him. We forget why we love him in the first place. And we see there in verse 19, it says, "We love him because he first loved us." God showed his great love for us, of course we know, by him sending his only son, Jesus, down to die for us. He gave us that perfect gift. He loved us before we were even created. He loved us before we were even thought of by our families. He loves us in spite of our sins and our faults and our failures. He cares for us. He wants to have a relationship for us. And I feel like in churches today, one of the things that we need to do is we need to get back to the basic thing of just having a relationship with Christ. We need to remember that love that we used to have for him a long time ago when we first got saved. We need to remember all the things that he's forgiven us for and the awesome things that he provides for us in our lives. Thinking about a marriage relationship. If a husband got married to his wife and then he, after maybe a week or so, he doesn't really say, "I love you," or care about her anymore, do you think she's going to put up with that? No, she's going to be upset. And it's the same thing with God. God doesn't want us to just forget about him once we get married to him. He wants us to keep loving him. He wants us to keep showing affection to him. He wants us to stay committed in that relationship. But sometimes we get so involved in the mechanics of church that we forget why we go to church. We get so involved with the mechanics of, well, I need to read my Bible and I need to pray, that it starts to become a chore rather than it becoming something to get closer to God. So in our lives, we need to focus on getting back to the basic thing of, let me regain my love with God. Let me work harder to improve my relationship with God, because God's always there. He's always in the same spot. And God wants us to draw closer to him. The Bible says, draw closer to God, and he will draw nigher to you. He wants us to be close to him. He wants us to have a relationship with him. So the first thing I see there is that we need to go back to the basics in our relationships with God. Thinking about whenever I was in high school, I was a quarterback on my team my freshman, sophomore, so junior and senior year, okay? And my coach, he would always say something. He let me pick the plays in the huddle and everything like that, but there was one thing that he would always say in the middle of the game, and he would say, "Adam, kiss." Like, what does that mean? The first time I heard him say, I was like, "What do you mean, kiss?" "Adam, kiss." It meant keep it simple, stupid. I'm not calling anyone here stupid. But for my own self, I had to realize that you don't have to go wild. You don't have to call all these different plays. Just keep it simple. And in our lives, getting back to the basics, sometimes we just have to go back and keep it simple. Sometimes we just have to go back to that initial love that we had with God. Whenever we first got saved, those were simple times. All we knew was Christ's love. All we knew was what he had done for us and the awesomeness that we had in our lives. But as life goes on, things start getting more complicated and we start clouding things up and we kind of forget that love. So in our lives, we have to keep it simple. We have to keep Christ's love simple in our lives. The second thing that I see here is in John chapter 21. So let's go over to John 21. The second area that we can get back to the basics in our life is with our service to God. So John chapter 21, and once you get over there, we'll start in verse 17. Well, verse 13. John 21, and we'll start in verse 13. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. So we see this interaction here. And Jesus was telling Peter, he was saying, Lovest thou me more than these? And he wanted to get through Peter's mind that Peter had put some things in his life above God. Peter had gotten away from the basics. This was right after Jesus had already died, so he was discouraged, of course. He was saddened, but he had gotten away from his love with God. He had gotten away from serving God. He knew what was right. He knew that he shouldn't have been out fishing. He knew that he should have been feeding God's sheep, but he had different plans. And in our lives, we need to get back to the basics with our service to God. We don't come to church just to sit around. We don't come to church just to hear Pastor Rick preach an awesome message on Sunday mornings. We come to church to worship, yes, but we also come to church to serve. God provides us with different ministries. God provides us with different areas. God gives us people to be able to minister to, and he wants some of us to step up and say, how can I serve? What can I do? Where do you want me to serve? And I can guarantee that God works on our hearts sometimes, but whenever he tells us, hey, you should probably serve in this ministry, we say, Lord, you know I can't do that. You know that I'm not capable of doing whatever that ministry is. And God says, well, I wouldn't ask you to do that if I hadn't already equipped you to do that. I wouldn't ask you to step out into that ministry if I wouldn't make you be able to do that. And in our lives, it's so easy for us to get out of the basics of our service to God. We say, well, I'm busy all week. I work a 9-to-5, and I have all these things going on. I remember being at Bible college, working 9-to-5, being married, working in the bus ministry, being up like 6 o'clock on Sunday mornings to go get on a bus. I was so tired. And honestly, during Bible college, there was a time where I had gotten away from the basics of just serving God because I was doing so much to where I said, I don't need to do this. I don't need to be in this ministry. God was telling me, I want you to work in this. And I said, you know, Lord, come on. I'm busy. Look at my schedule. Look at all the things I have to do. You know I'm trying to serve you, but you're overloading me. And God said, I just want you to get back to the basics. And in our lives, sometimes we can become so overloaded that we can forget the basics of serving Christ. God has given people different talents. We all don't have the same talents. We all have a different set of skills that we can do. But thankfully, in church, there's a lot of areas to serve. Some people might not be good at teaching, but they might be a good helper. Some people might not be a good singer, but they can take the offering. There's so many different things that we can do to be able to serve God in our church. And another thing that kind of affects us with our service is sometimes we forget who we're serving. Someone in our ministry might make us upset, or someone in our ministry might make us mad, and we say, well, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not gonna participate in this. Forgetting that we're not doing it for them, we're doing it for the Lord. And it's so easy sometimes for that to happen. I've seen so many people fall to the wayside because they get mad at whoever the leadership is, or they get mad at whoever was in charge of whatever they were doing, and they drop out not knowing, well, I guess not knowing, that they're supposed to be doing that for Christ. And that's something I had to learn a long time ago in my personal life, was the fact that I don't go to church for men. I don't go to church to be seen. I go to church because I know that's what God wants me to do. I know that he wants me serving, so that's what I need to do. And in our lives, we need to get back to the basics of just serving Christ and getting that joy back. And so the third thing that we're gonna look at is in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. So the first thing we talked about was getting back to the basics in our relationship with Christ. The second thing was getting back to the basics with our service to God. And thirdly, and lastly, we're going to talk about getting back to the basics with our relationship with other Christians, okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and we'll start in verse 12. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? And we'll just leave off reading there. Paul was dealing with issues in the church here. The church had become divided because they were all serving under different people and for different reasons, just like we talked about with people forgetting that we're serving Christ. They got their focus on serving other people and serving other things, and the church had become divided. And in our lives, we need to get back to the basics of our relationships with other Christians. Christians can treat other Christians the worst. It happens time and time again to where Christian people treat other people like they're not even human. And they treat other Christians like they're not their brother or their sister in Christ. And there shouldn't be anything that divides us. Sometimes I think that the devil looks back and says, wow, I don't really have to work that hard because they're just fighting amongst themselves. I don't really have to do that much because they're arguing about this political thing or they're on Facebook arguing about this or that. There's so many different things that the devil can use to divide us that we might not even know at the time that it's dividing us. There's so many different things that can create division in our lives. And nothing can grow if it's divided. If it's divided, it's just going to keep being split and keep being split. And it's the same exact way with church and with our relationship with other Christians. We can't expect the church to grow or any church to grow if people are divided. If there's people who are backbiting other people, or there's people who are arguing with other people, there's people who don't like other people, we have to be one. We have to understand that we're collectively the body of Christ. Hopefully everyone in here is going to heaven, so we're going to spend eternity with each other, so we should start liking each other now. In our lives, we need to understand that we might not gel with everyone that we meet. That's a part of life. But we need to understand that there's a common goal that we're all working for. We're all serving for God's kingdom. We're all supposed to be trying to accomplish the goal of reaching other people. We're all supposed to be trying to accomplish the goal of serving Christ together. And the best way to do that is as one body. It's hard to do things if you're divided. It would be hard if my right hand and my left hand had two different ideas and they were both doing their own thing. If I didn't have control over them, that would be hard. If I didn't have control over both of my legs, that would be a hard life to live because I wouldn't be able to walk straight. I wouldn't be able to do things that I needed to do. And it's the same exact way as the church. We're the body of Christ. And if the arm is doing something different than the other arm, and the legs are doing something different, but then the head has something else that it wants to do, if we're all doing totally different things, we're not going to be able to accomplish what Christ wants for us. And we can do great things through him. But the key is that we have to get on the same page. We all have to be working as one unit. So we need to put aside our differences. We need to put aside the things that we might not like about other people. And we need to acknowledge that it's bigger than that. We're supposed to be doing kingdom work for God. He has great things planned for us, but we have to fall in line with his plan. So like I said, the three things. We need to get back to the basics with our relationship with Christ. We need to get back to our relationship with serving God. And we need to get back to the basics when our relationships with other Christians. And remember, it's all because we do all these things because he first loved us. That's ultimately what it boils down to, is that we serve because Christ first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. We do everything that we do because he cares for us, because he's given us an opportunity. He's allowed us to be born in a free country. He's allowed us to be here to be able to serve him, and we shouldn't take that for granted. We shouldn't take that lightly. We should understand that he's entrusted us with his ministry. Jesus could come back down and do it all himself, but that's not what he wanted to do. He wanted to entrust the people into his ministry. So we need to understand that we have a heavy burden on our shoulders, but the Bible says he's willing to carry those burdens. We have something big we're supposed to take care of, but if we're able to become one and we're able to follow what Christ has for us, there's no telling what we can accomplish. But the thing is that we have to get back to the basics, okay? Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. I thank you for allowing us to have been able to meet together tonight. Lord, I ask that you would just help each and every one of us, Lord, including myself, to get back to the basics in our lives, Lord, because after we've been saved for a long time, sometimes it's easy to fall away from those things, Lord, like just basic Bible reading and prayer and things like that. I ask that you'd help us to get back to the basics in all those areas. Help us to focus on you. Help us to remember to keep you number one in our lives, Lord, and to help us to remember what the main goal is. In your name I pray, amen.